It's a weekly feature, it's a really great time. We'll have a fun time, we'll have a nice time. It's a weekly feature, so what do you know?
My name's Chris.
And your name's Joe. No, it's not. Sorry.
What?
Sorry, yeah, my name.
Welcome to another episode of the Weekly Feature. How you doing, Chris? You look a bit tired. Stay up late last night?
Yes, I did actually. I stayed up a little bit late.
Oh, hey up. Well, boys will be boys.
No, nothing.
What are you up to?
No, nothing like that.
No.
Just watched a film.
Huh.
My Left Foot with Daniel Day-Lewis. Really great film. Really big fan of Daniel. Great performance by him. I mean, how about you, Joe? You got any, you know, what's your favourite movie performance?
Cannibal Lecter, Bob Hoskins.
Right, okay. A word from our sponsor.
This week at Dollar Friend, big savings on all your favourite budget candy.
Butterfish.
Fourth Avenue.
Twaddler.
Snackers.
Mom.
The Three Swordsmen of Paris.
Finnish Amphibians.
Toddler DiMaggio.
Wangers.
Bowling Pins.
Oh, Tony.
Creamy Rogue.
Intercontinental Ballistic Missiles.
Dennis Wilson.
Fairy Ross.
Mr. Reasonably Well Behaved.
Have a break. Have a four-part segmented chocolate dipped wafer.
I'm a diabetic.
Miserable farmhand.
Gelatin maggots.
Midnight coil.
Dagger.
Cripple's yarn.
Mumble.
Emergency buoyancy device.
And Ferrero Rocher.
Plus, inside five special wrappers, a magical golden ticket for you and one adult to take a spellbinding tour of Billy Wanker's Melty Butt Butt Warehouse.
Piggy boy.
And now it's time for our brand new regular weekly feature, Out and About, where we look at some of the best days out about.
Zoos. Originally conceived in 18th century England as a means for rich aristocrats to house their deformed offspring and rabid house pets, zoos have changed dramatically over the years. In the early 1900s, those Nazis at the Health and Safety Department ordered the children to be released and all the dogs pulped, leaving thousands of empty cages worldwide. Though the ape race of the 1950s provided a convenient solution. With the US and Russia locked in competition to put the first monkey on the moon, zoos provided more than ample accommodation for the space chimps in waiting. Nowadays, zoos are a multi-billion dollar industry and provide a secure prison for a host of the world's most dangerous and disgusting animals. I'm here at Los Angeles Zoo to check out some of these freaks of nature. Okay, this one here is kind of long, no legs or feet, as far as I can tell. Kind of looks like a hose pipe, or maybe like a monstrous phallus. Says here, this fucker can swallow eggs whole. I used to have a mate who could do that. Used to do it down the pub. Ended up rupturing his esophagus, so. Speaks like Microsoft Sam now. Fuck me. Jesus, whose idea was that? That is, I mean, that's that's too much. That's, I mean, it's like, I guess it's like a horse, but like kind of like a horse that's kind of gone wrong. Got this fucking stupid wobbly neck, goes on for massive, massive long neck. Tell you what, it'd take a fucking beach ball to rupture his esophagus, wouldn't it? It says here his name is Jeff. Here's another one with a big long bit. Guessing that's supposed to be its nose. Tell you what, it looks dumb as fuck, this one. Looks fucking stupid. They usually are, though, aren't they, big fellas? Not very clever. I used to have a mate called Big Paul. He was 6'2", thick as pig shit. Got hit by a car chasing an ambulance. Thought it was an ice cream truck.
And we have more coming up from Joe at the zoo later.
Oh, yes.
But now, this shit.
The food truck is the fastest growing market in America.
And one of the most competitive.
With such a feast of flavours available on every street, it's getting even tougher to choose the right chew.
That's why we're here at the Food Truck Festival in DTLA, each armed with a whopping $30 in our pockets to see which Meals on Wheels is gonna get the steals.
Which bitchin' kitchen is gonna get richin'.
And which one of us is gonna get noshed, and which one is gonna get offed.
This is Nosh Off.
It's $15 to get in. There's an entry fee. $15. Fuck.
We are inside the Food Truck Festival in DTLA. Each armed with a whopping $15.
Time to split up.
See you at 5.
Enjoy your nosh.
Not if I nosh you first.
Don't be a fucking dick, mate.
Louisiana crab boil? Served in a baseball cap? This is Cassie's Hat Shack.
I went for the gumbo in fedora. The gumbo was delicious and the fedora was very fetching.
I had the southern fried Stetson. It was to die for. The waffles were fluffy and the Stetson was perfectly seasoned.
I'm here with head chef and owner, Cassie. Gotta say, Cassie, you fucking knocked it out of the park. Dynamite, 10 out of 10. Absolute 10 out of 10. Total 10 out of 10. Great food, great flavors. Absolute 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
Okay, lots of food trucks here. There really are a lot of food trucks. Too many, actually, I would say. There's too many, if anything. Okay, bit overwhelming. What's this one here? Vegan veal? How does that work? Nah, I'm not having that. What's this one? Coyote tacos? Gross. That's gross. This all looks gross, to be honest.
You ever feel like one kind of egg just isn't enough? Well, over at Existence, they got you covered. Let's check it out!
Yeah, I just went for the 5-egg flight. Chicken, duck, quail, ostrich and pigeon. Can't go wrong.
You and I went for the preparation special. It's eggs prepared 5 different ways. You get scrambled, you get poached, you get fried, you get boiled and you get pickled.
And I had the combo. 5 different eggs, 5 different ways. I had the chicken egg fried, I had the duck egg poached, I had the quail egg scrambled, and I had the pigeon egg. How the fuck did I have the pigeon egg again? I had the pigeon egg scrambled. I had the pigeon egg scrambled and the quail egg scrambled, and I had the ostrich as it comes.
She's cheating on you, mate. She's cheating on you. No, you need to know. She's cheating on you, mate, with your brother.
Wedding bells. Wedding bells for the newly wed Mr. and Mrs. Cooper of Burbank, California, who this week tied the knot in a lavish ceremony aboard their luxury catamaran, which set sail from Long Beach this week with 30 distinguished guests.
Congratulations, guys.
He was a gentleman.
She always had a kind word to say about everybody.
Bastard owed me $50.
She's in a better place now.
Guess I'll never see that again.
Obituaries. Death notices.
Some sad news as we report the deaths of newlyweds Mr. and Mrs. Cooper from Burbank, California, who were both murdered after Somali pirates boarded their luxury catamaran just off the coast of Long Beach.
Mr. Cooper had his throat cut, and what happened to Mrs. Cooper was, let's just say Mr. Cooper got off lightly.
He got off lightly. Local authorities continue to negotiate with the pirates for the release of 30 distinguished guests.
And with one set to be executed every hour on the hour until a ransom is paid. Now back to Joe, who's been running wild at the LA Zoo.
Okay, so apparently these are birds, but I guess they're kind of like the RuPaul's Drag Race of birds, so not for me, if I'm honest. Not really my thing. I like my birds, you know, I like them. It's like them proper, normal. You know where you are with a sparrow. Now this one's good. These are funny. I like these. Look at these. They're brilliant. Look, they're like little men, but really hairy. I mean, some men are really hairy, aren't they? That bloke from the Guinness Book of Records. You know, it looks like a coconut. So these seem like a good bunch of lads, though, don't they? Look, that one's laughing over there. That one's having a banana. And that one's having a little wank. Good for him. Good on him. Why not? So there we have it, Los Angeles Zoo. And I mean, you know, it is what it is. So walking around here, you do begin to wonder if God was having a laugh. You know, if he was taking the piss. Los Angeles Zoo.
If you're looking to place a sleazy bet this weekend, you could do a lot worse, believe me. Get yourself down to Pico in Vermont, 3 a.m. on Sunday. One-eyed Jed, homeless Otis, they're gonna be racing the roaches. My tip, don't bet on the big boy, it only slows him down.
Now let's take a look at the loan sharks. Big Finn, he's gonna be taking kidneys. Tiny Paul, he now accepts child's bicycles. A medium Susan, she'll extend credit to any of you deadbeats, no matter how much in the hole you find yourselves in, you degenerate fuck!
Hey, relax. Now let's take a look at the football odds.
If you got four apples, you could do a lot worse than putting 3 sacks of potatoes on the 5 o'clock games for a potential return of a banana sandwich and a sack of hammers.
Home win 2-1. Away win 9-5. What a way to make a living. Tie game 9-5. It's all taking and no giving.
And remember, this advice ain't free. One of these days, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not the day after, maybe not next week, maybe not next month, maybe not next year. Well, I'm gonna come knocking. And you might owe me a favor.
Come on, man.
And now, a note from our production team.
Earlier on, we brought you the first part of a feature on the LA Food Truck Festival. Whilst Chris and I were writing and recording the piece, we were sure it was funny.
However, it has since been brought to our attention that it is not. And to many of our listeners, the piece was both confusing and irritating.
With that in mind, there is a second part. There is a part two. It's recorded. We've already done it. It's in the can, and we're gonna be playing that.
You're gonna be hearing the second.
We're gonna
part,
be playing it
even
now.
Even if you didn't like the first part, you have to hear the second part.
Right, I think I'm gonna get a lobster roll. I think. No, I am. Fuck it. I'm getting a lobster. I've got to get something. I'm getting a lobster roll. Hello, my good man. Hello. Yes, I will take one of your lobster rolls, please. Thank you very much. Wait, 17? No. It says $15. No, it doesn't. Fuck, it says $17. I thought it said 15. Will you take 15? You won't. No, I only have $15. Well, you've made it now, so... No, don't throw it away. You've made it... Don't throw it away. There's people starving out there. Well, not right there. That's a fat man inhaling a burger. But I mean, out there, there's people starving. Oh, do you know what? Fuck it, it's too expensive. Anyway, everything's too expensive here. Wonder how Chris is getting on.
Champagne and caviar. Sometimes you just gotta. This place is my best life. I'm here with my buddy Mel Gibson, who I bumped into at the festival, and we're about to chow down on some cav. Bottoms up, Mel. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Taste that, man. That's the best fucking cav. Fucking cav, man. You taste that, man. Fuck. Top my champers up, Mel. Fucking. Oh, that fucking cav. Oh, it tastes like money. Oh, fucking money. It tastes like I'm rich. I'm getting money. Give me that money.
I feel like I've been in this line forever, but I'm sure it'll be worth it. Anyway, I'm almost at the front now. Here we are, my turn. Excellent. Right, that's that taken care of. Now, it's definitely time that I pick something to eat before everywhere closes. They've closed. Everywhere's closed. Fuck. Well, what a day to remember. I got fuck all to eat, and you got a blowjob from Mel Gibson, didn't you, Chris?
Yes, I did.
Any good?
Dynamite. Total 10 out of 10.
Well, congratulations. You got noshed off. Absolutely brilliant.
Yes, and that is it for this week's show. Remember to tune in next week, unless, of course, you have something better or more important to do, in which case, obviously, that would take precedent over, you know, just listening to our little show.
All right. Bye. Next week on the weekly feature, Chris goes searching for the lost city of Atlantis.
Oh, hi there, love. I'm so sorry to bother you. I'm just looking for, you haven't seen a city around here, have you? About yay high? Answers to Atlantis? No? Bugger. So my wife's gonna kill me.